While the focus has been on the partial federal government shutdown, another important piece of legislation, the federal farm bill, has also expired. New York's lead lobbyist for farmers is in Washington meeting with congressional representatives and their staffs, trying to figure out what to do next. WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt spoke to the Farm Bureau's Dean Norton.
The New York Farm Bureau President Dean Norton is meeting with New York's congressmen and women and Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer and their staffs on the day after the expiration of the federal farm bill and on day one of the partial federal government shutdown.
I can tell you traffic's kind of light here today, and it's pretty easy to get in some restaurants right now.
Norton, in a statement, quoted Yogi Berra, saying it's like deja vu all over again. He says this is the third time in 3 years he's seen negotiations go down to the wire and beyond on farm legislation that regulates crop subsidies, milk prices, and nutrition programs. Norton says the short-term effects for New York's farmers are few, though. Nearly all federal programs for farmers are in place until the end of the calendar year. Most farmers are harvesting crops right now and will be doing so for several more weeks. But in November and December, he says, they need to start planning for their spring crops. But he says without knowing how or what the government might pay them in subsidies, it will be difficult to make decisions. Dairy farmers have even bigger worries. If there's no decision on a new farm bill by January, it's possible that federal milk price supports could revert back to a 1940s era law that could spike milk prices as high as $7 or $8 a gallon. And Norton says that would not be good for anyone.
That's really a bad thing, because if milk is too high, consumers aren't going to purchase it. Manufacturers won't be able to afford to purchase it for their products. And just the overall price of food is going to go up. So we really need to get this resolved.
Norton says New York's congressional representatives, both Democrats and Republicans, are on board with renewing the farm bill and protecting crop programs and milk prices. He says in some ways, though, it's like preaching to the choir.
It's kind of frustrating. You kind of got to go to the people at the church next door where their minister's not getting it and try and convert them to get it to happen. So we keep fighting on because we know it's the right thing to do, and eventually we've got to have some type of resolution to the Farm Bill saga, or else agriculture is just going to be stuck in place, not able to grow. And possibly, go backwards.
The food stamp program, now known as the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, is also still tied to the farm bill, though there have been attempts in Congress to separate the two policies. Because of budget cuts agreed to in 2009, all food stamp recipients will see a cut in their monthly allotment beginning in November. State Controller Tom DiNapoli says that's likely to have an impact on the poorest New Yorkers.
Very important for the nutritional needs of the less advantaged among us. They may not be able to receive their payments too much longer based on the funding in that area.
Some Republicans in Congress are seeking bigger cuts in the food stamp program. But that and all other issues are undecided as the gridlock in Washington continues. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.